I want to pray. Bow your heads again. I'm sorry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you give me the words to speak to your people tonight in the understanding that you will have them to have it. Amen. I want to start off with my verse from Corinthians 2:17. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The title of my devotion tonight is Breaking Chains. I want to introduce myself to maybe some people that haven't been here. My name is Kimberly Williams. I started here about 4 years ago. I thought I was a member, but I just became a member. I met Lee maybe in 2015, 2016, but it was something about him. He sat to the left side of my sofa, and I met him, and it was just something about him. I didn't really remember his name until like 2020, and when I came, I had some problems with myself, and I came to the door looking for Lee. God said, go find Lee. And I didn't realize at that moment that I needed him to break some chains for me. You may say, well, why? What do you mean break chains? Because God sends us through things that we don't understand why. Why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? Why is this happening to my child? He sends us through things, and he has his angels on earth to help us get through those things so that we can be a testimony for others and break their chain. I'm a little nervous. You know, God has a way of, I never would have thought that I would be speaking tonight. I walked up to Lee and I said, I wanted to pray. When I thought about it, I wanted to stand up here and pray. I said, oh, did I say that? And Lee said, yeah, you could pray. And, you know, of course, he said, you can also do devotion. So, again, he broke another chain. So, you know, I was so excited. I was anxious about, you know, speaking to us and just telling you guys about God and what God can do through us and for us as long as he has his grace. He has his grace on us at all the time. If you have faith, one time I heard Rachel, she said about how the enemy can make you feel unwanted in places. But if you ever feel unwanted in a place, you got to keep on and continue to go and keep on and stay fast, because you therefore will break a chain. So never let the enemy try to make you feel that you are not wanted. You can't do this job. This can't happen. This won't happen. God will help you. He will send someone to help you to break your chain. I also had a passage that I found on Facebook. It said, Freedom Through Faith. It says, we all experience moments when we feel trapped by life challenges and burdens. However, it is through our faith that we can find the strength to break free from these chains. The Bible teaches us that faith is not just an abstract concept, but a powerful tool that God provides us. By trusting in him, we can experience divine intervention that helps us overcome our obstacles. Each step we take in faith brings us closer to the freedom that God promises. This journey requires us to lean on him for support and guidance. And as we do, we unlock the chains that try to keep us bound. So I say to you tonight, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to step out. I'm nervous. This is my first time, but it's not my last. It might not be as great. It may not be what I think it should be. But I am going to try it again, because God is breaking my chain. And I'm happy about it. And that's all. And I love y'all.
It's beautiful to see what the Lord does in a person's life. Mm-hmm. Who believe the Lord and trust the Lord and walk in faith. It's an amazing thing to understand that if any man is in Christ, he is free. The Bible says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And what are you doing?
Talking that.
Talking this or this? It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. And he doesn't need these. But it is true. You know, if you would find as a Christian that if you would stand up in Jesus, the things that we think have us bound fall off. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We don't have to be bound. And we don't have to live tormented lives. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I just love Kim. She is a precious friend. She is such an asset to this church, to this body of Christ. She is a friend to so many of us. Together, you guys are wonderful. You've made some incredible jambalayas for us on these Wednesday night meetings as well. And we just appreciate you and sharing Kim with us here in the church and everything that this family has done and means to us. And I just think it's rich where we can have members of our own body just come and stand up and testify to one another. This is what Jesus has done in my life. And I told Kim just before she came up, I said, did you ever think you would be doing this tonight? You know, and Jesus really does bring you into places you never thought you would ever be. And sometimes they're terrifying, but when you stand in that place and you feel the strength of Jesus standing in you, it's an experience like nothing. And so I thank you, Kim. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for sharing that. The chains fall off. I wanted to share this with you because, as many of you know, we have some projects in the church. This is a testimony. I'm not asking for you to give anything. But this is a project we're doing for our church because these buildings are approximately, the oldest are about 30 years old. So we have needs, right? There's things that walk around with the facilities, guys, and you'll see all the needs that there are. And so we have these projects to take care of. So a couple of Sundays ago, I was preaching at the 9 o'clock service on giving. And a man walked up to me at the end of the service. And he's holding up his card because we passed these out. We're going to make sure all of you get one too eventually. And he's like, you see that second line? I said, yes, sir. He said, paid in full. And he wrote a check for $25,000. To meet the need of one of these projects. And I just thank God for this church. I thank God for people of God. The Lord lacks nothing. He lacks everything that He wants to do is in your pocket. Everything. The resources are in our life of everything God wants to do. And I just appreciate that man being moved upon by the Holy Spirit. And with a joy inside of him, he wanted to serve and give to meet that need. And certainly, you know, he felt that, right? He certainly felt that. So praise God for this church and what God is doing through it. And I appreciate you being here tonight. I wanted to say one last thing before we finish. And that's about the fasting next week. I know every time we talk about fasting, we immediately think about not eating food. In my spirit for this fast, it's a little bit different. And perhaps I'm going to ask you as a fast to eat food. And yeah, I can't believe I got one amen on that. I don't think they heard me. Maybe talking this. On this fast, it is to eat food. Yeah. Now, we've kind of come to the day where fewer and fewer people are eating food around the dinner table. And they're rushing in, rushing out, not sitting down and talking. And so perhaps for this fast, you could plan on having some family meals together. And just sit around the dinner table and open up the Word of God and talk about the Lord. Don't talk about bathroom stuff. Don't talk about other things about the day or about the work. In our house, is always about bathroom things, stuff like that. You know, just crude. I'm not going to point anybody out. But sit around and talk about the Lord. Open up the Word of God. Talk about your families. Talk about Jesus. Talk about what He's doing in your life. Maybe as parents, just share how you got saved. Tell your children how you got saved. Tell them what Jesus means to you. Talk about doctrine. Take next week, and instead of watching the news or reading your newspaper or whatever it is, your phones, and sit down and say, we're going to go through some doctrine together this week. I want you to understand what the baptism in the Holy Spirit is, or what the virgin birth means to us, or what it means that God gave His only Son. We want to go through some doctrinal things with our children and with our families. That would be a pretty cool fast to do something like that. You don't gain points with God because you suffer. But really what we're wanting to do is remove the distractions that are in our life to just be with God and to be able to hear Him. And that is a beautiful fast. You know, just to recognize there are some things that are just kind of taking me and my thoughts away from the Lord. And I'm going to remove those things from my life so that I'm not being distracted from God. So even if it's Hallmark, get it out. Men, where's the amen?
Amen.
Come on, I'm trying to help you out. Social media. Reels that you could end up spending hours on. And you just said, I'm just going to watch two. And you spend hours there, whatever it may be. Seriously, let's remove the distractions from our life. And let's just put our hearts and set our hearts upon Jesus. I know this is gearing up for our family conference. But really the desire in my heart for this fast is that we could be intimate with Jesus. And a couple of Sundays ago, I stood before you and I just confessed that my heart's cold. You know, I could just feel that in me, that my heart is cold. And I said that to you because I have hope. I have hope in Jesus. I'm sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit to know my heart is cold. But I'm also hopeful in the Holy Spirit that He can stir up the fire in it. And I expect Him to, and I want Him to. So I want to remove everything in my life that would keep me from His presence. And that's what we're asking you to do next week during this fast. And the church will be open during lunch for you to come and pray. We'll meet here every evening, Monday through Thursday. I think, what is it? What time are we meet at night? Is it 6? What is 6 to 7. At night. So please come and join us, and we would just love to pray with you. Felix has provided some wonderful prayer guides for us to pray through for next week when we're praying. But I love y'all. It's good to be with you, and I thank you for being here tonight. I wanted to thank Miss Fran, who did fix this chicken and dumplings. Amazing. I probably shouldn't say this, but there's a little bit more, right? There's a little bit more. If anybody wants some. And then I just thank God for everybody that sets up, comes in here. The Mahalik kids come in here and set these tables and chairs up for us. Work all day doing that. It's so wonderful. People set up all the sound and that, but we love you. Let me bring this back to what Kim was saying. If there are chains in your life, Jesus breaks them. And there's not a chain in your life that Jesus will refuse to break. He'll break it. There's no addiction that has greater power than the power of Jesus Christ to set you free. Put your faith in Him and believe and know that the life you've been living, if it's been hard, if it's been oppressive, if it's been abused, you don't have to live that life anymore. You can live a life that is blessed in the Lord, a life that is filled with His love and with His joy and with His peace. That's the kingdom of God. That's the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. So I want to ask you to stand with me, just pray for you as we close. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate you. Father, we thank you tonight. And I just want to ask you, just as we close our eyes and just pray for a moment, if there are things in your life you want freedom, just tell Jesus about it right now. Just tell Him. just for the freedom in particular areas of your life, because you know what's oppressing you. You know what you are bound to so many times in your life. And maybe you're not even a Christian and you don't know the power that Jesus has to set you free. And you desire a power to set you free. Just as Kim said, it's her life. And she testifies to the fact that Jesus can set you free. And I would ask you to call upon the Lord and believe Him to deliver you. Follow Him in faith and walk with Him. And Father, we give You the praise tonight, all the glory. We love You. We thank You for all the good things You do for us. I thank You for Kim. I thank You for the testimony that You have in her life. I thank You, Father, that You have healed her, that You have anointed her, God, that You work through her life. You minister through her life in beautiful ways. I thank You for what You've brought her and her family through, Father, trials and difficulties, and there's joy in their life. And Father, I thank You that You are the one who is here tonight to bless everyone that turns to You and calls upon You. We love You and we thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.